This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
You're here to learn, right? You're here to learn? Supposed to face me. No, this way, come on. Put some efforts in learning.
أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We begin بإذن الله تعالى today فقه الصلاة كتاب الصلاة. And normally كتاب الصلاة, the book of the Salah, comes in the books of fiqh right after Kitab al-Tahara. Why? لأن الطهارة شرط من شروط الصلاة. For you to pray, you must have what? طهارة. Can you pray without طهارة? Therefore, you must learn first what? The tahara. And then you come to the salah. Like we said, the salah has conditions, shurut, has arkan, pillars, has duties, things that you must do. And also it has recommended things that you should do. Yani, subhanAllah, sometimes you will find two brothers arguing over something in the salah, like you see your Muslim brother did something that is not right in the salah. Let's say he did not do hay'at al-rafa, مثلاً. He did not raise his hand. طبعاً, he did not pray like the Prophet prayed. But his salah is still valid. Missing that does not invalidate his salah. So you will find some brothers going and arguing sometimes. And they may actually end up fighting over the issue. But if the brother would know that this is a recommended act, for example, in the salah, that gives you more reward, I don't think he would do that. Because the salah of this person is still valid. The beauty about this particular class, it will teach you some of the things that you must know or you must do in the salah, and some of the things that are recommended. But yet, if you miss on it, it does not make your salah invalid. Your salah is valid. It just decreases your reward once it comes to following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Without further delay, because we want to cover this maybe in 4 or 5 lectures, inshallah. What is the definition of a salah? What is salah? What is the ruling regarding the salah? Who has to pray? What is the ruling for someone who does not pray? حُكْمُ تَارِكِ الصَّلَاةِ. And how many salah we must pray, and the virtues of the salah, inshallah. Good? What is the salah? Once you ask this question in Islam, any word in Arabic, you define it two ways. You define it linguistically, and you define it istilahan, technical. They tell you this is a technical word, technical term, and linguistic term. What is linguistic? What is the word salah means if an Arab speaks it? And I'm not talking about an Arab now. An Arab who speaks what? Arabi. Real Arabi. Not Egyptian Arabi or Moroccan Arabi. Arabi, Arabi. Pure Arabi. Lughatul Quran. The language of the Quran. هذا هو. And what is the technical term for the salah? Look at this. The salah linguistically means four things. Linguistically. It means the dua. The word salah means dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran, خذ من أموالهم صدقة تطهرهم وتزكيهم بها وصل عليهم. Take from them, O Muhammad, sadaqa. Their zakah, their sadaqa. That sadaqa will purify them. And here is a command to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wasalli alayhim. But what that means, salli alayhim? Pray on them. That's the literal. If you're gonna use the technical definition of the word salah, it means what? You pray on what? On them. That's what it was. Salli, wasalli. This is in the Quran. Wasalli alayhim. Now you have to define this word linguistically, not technically. Because if you define it technically, you mean the regular salah that we pray. No. What is meant here is make dua for them. So salah means what? To make what? To make dua. Like yesterday, we asked the brothers to give, and you what? Huh? You make dua. If somebody gives you sadaqah, make dua. And those who collect the sadaqah, make dua for the person. هكذا كان يفعل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. هذه واحدة. It means also الرحمة. We said four things. I'm going to quiz you. So salah linguistically means what? Dua. Two, الرحمة. What does الرحمة means? Mercy. Salah means mercy. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, he made dua for Ali Abi Awfa, a family of Ali Abi Awfa. And he said what? Allahumma salli ala Ali Abi Awfa. Oh Allah, salli. If you're going to use the technical definition of the word salah, salli, you're going to say what? Oh Allah, pray on Ali Abi Awfa. Can you say that? No. So, Allahumma, irham. Irham. Ali Abi Awfa. Yibba, salah also means what? Rahma. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke in the Quran about those who are patient. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Give glad tidings to those who are patient. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا. Those when they are inflicted with a calamity, with a musibah, they say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ. What is the next verse? أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. That means Allah prays on them, لا. Salawat here means the third one, which is حسن الثناء, that Allah would praise those people. When you hear the verse, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. Allah prays on the Prophet. Is that how you understand it? No. The third definition, linguistically, is what? Praising somebody. Allah is praising the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah praised the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Quran. أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. فَأَنْتُ يَا مُسْلِمِينَ صَلُّوا عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Meaning what? Praise him too. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. So, دعاء, رحمة, حسن الثناء, praising. Number four, الاستغفار. When the angels make dua for the believers, when they pray on the believers, that means they ask Allah to forgive them. Yani, you don't have to worry much about this, but this will help you understand some of the verses in the Quran. So when you hear somebody saying Allah prays on the Prophet, and some people translate this wrong. Actually, translating it this way is wrong. You will find people, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. How do you translate this? How do you give this a meaning in English? You say Allah and His angels pray on the Prophet? No, praise the Prophet. هذه الصلاة. When the salah comes to a slave, a servant of Allah like me and you, means mercy also. This is the linguistic meaning of the word salah. طيب, what is the technical definition of salah? What do you mean by technical first? The Arabic word for technical means istilah. What is istilah? لا, istilah derives from sulh. Compromising, making an agreement. Okay. Instead of you defining salah and me defining salah to be something and me defining salah something, meaning defining salah, why don't we get together and we agree to what? One definition. One definition only. هذا هو the technical term salah. That means the scholars of the ummah agreed to a certain definition for the salah. Somebody tells you, what is a salah? عبادة ذات أقوال وأفعال مخصوصة تبدأ بالتكبير وتنتهي بالتسليم. خلاص. أوه. هذه الصلاة. عرف الصلاة. يعني الصلاة. يعني, what is the meaning of the salah? And I'm talking about the salah that we're praying. Can you define salah for me?
Connection.
Yeah. Define the salah for me. Define the salah for me. Everybody's going to come with what? It's not good for the students of knowledge. For a student who is studying Islam, is not good. Because you want what? One definition only. So, what is the definition of the salah in the technical terms? Hey, ibadah. What? Ibadah. One word. Ibadah. An act of worship. ذات أقوال وأفعال. This ibadah, this act of worship has speech, talk, you speak, whether silently or loud, and you act أقوال وأفعال special to the salah, مخصوصة. مفتتحة بالتكبير. It begins with التكبير. What is التكبير? And it ends with what? السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. هذا هو الصلاة. Define the salah. عبادة. عبادة. Huh? that begins with takbir. Okay, what's in the ibadah? Ibadah that has actions and sayings. Yeah, an act of worship that has actions and sayings begins with what? Takbir. And it ends with what? Taslim. But the word ibadah, that removes from the picture two things. Number one, that you're not praying as a habit. في مسلمين يا جماعة الآن, there are Muslims now who pray as a habit. يعني it's a habit. في ناس بيجوا لصلاة الجمعة لأنها شيء يعني they come to Friday as what? Something they had, they are used to that. Every Friday at this time, they are used to be where? In the mosque. Why do you see more Muslims in the masjid than Friday than the other days? يعني بس لا نريد أن نعمم. We don't want to generalize. بس overall. طيب, why do you see more Muslims in the masajid on the two Eid more than the other days? The Eid is not ibadah. He's not coming as a ibadah. ده هي وقت موضوع إيه؟ إنه بيستحمى يوم العيد. He takes a bath in the morning, but then go to the masjid to shake hands with the people, and he probably has a music party afterwards at home. الموضوع كله إيه؟ The whole thing is what? Habit. لا, الصلاة عبادة, an act of worship. No. يعني إن شاء الله, as we go through the صلاة, we're going to talk about التكبير والتسليم. طيب, ما حكم الصلاة؟ What is the ruling regarding the صلاة؟ If I ask you this question, what I'm looking for? What do you mean, حكم الصلاة? Mean? Aywa. When I ask you this, what is the ruling? What is the ruling behind praying? It is recommended. It is permissible. It is disliked to pray. It is haram to pray. Or you have to pray? Once you ask this question, the answer is in five areas. واجب or فرض mandatory. Two, recommended. Three, مباح permissible. You have to memorize those five. You have to. Disliked, haram. Have to do. It's recommended to do. It is okay if you do it. It is disliked to do it. Don't do it. هذه الأوامر. أي أمر, any command in your deen falls in one of these areas. What is the difference between wajib and recommended? Now listen, let's hear him. Huh? Wajib, you have to do it. What is the difference between it and recommended? No, let's hear him. Huh? Huh? You choose to do it. It's up to you. But do you get punished if you do not do it? Answer me. No. If you pray Maghrib, the three rak'ahs, we know that there is a sunnah after Maghrib. How many rak'ahs? Two rak'ahs. It's what? Recommended. Do you get punished if you do not pray those two rak'ahs? But you get rewarded if you do it. And you should keep up with the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. We don't want to downplay the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. But wajib, if you do not do it, you're in trouble. You're sinful. You're subject to the punishment of Allah. Mustahab, if you do it, you get rewarded. If you don't, you're not punished. Permissible, it's okay to do it. It is permissible to drink water, but it's nice to know how to drink according to the Sunnah. 1, 2, 3, and then... Huh? It is permissible to eat. Is it haram to eat? Huh? It's permissible to eat, but it's good to know how to eat according to the Sunnah. Divide your belly into 3/3, one for your food, one for your water, and one for the air to be able to breathe. Eat with your right hand. Say the dua. You're supposed to sit in front of the teacher. I'm a teacher, right? All right. Say the dua. What is the dua before you eat? Huh? Allahumma barik lana fima razaqtana wa qina azab an-nar. And you make the dua after you eat. Right? Makruh, it's disliked. It is disliked to hang around people who smoke. It is disliked to be around people who backbite and gossip. But it's not haram. Disliked. And then comes in haram. Meaning if you do it, you're what? You're sinful. Now, what is the ruling once it comes to the salah? It's what? Fard. Wajib. Show me state. Always. You must. If you're going to say something wajib, you must have what? Proof. Dalil. And once we talk about dalil in Islam, where do you want the dalil to come from? Quran. Sound. Let's use the term sound sunnah. Sound hadith. Not sunnah. Sound hadith. Sound, you cannot use a weak hadith to initiate an act of worship. You can't. زي في كتاب كده كل الأحاديث ضعيفة أقول لك أعمل وأعمل 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 وأعمل. ها؟ الحديث ضعيف. You cannot use a weak hadith to initiate an act of worship. So Quran, Sunnah, and comes. Anybody knows the third one? إجماع أحسن. What is الإجماع? Consensus of the scholars of the Ummah. So we understand now? If you want to tell me this thing is wajib, you must provide what? Dalil. Dalil first. Dalil comes from the Quran, from the Sunnah, and the view of the Ummah. Ijma' al-Ummah. But the Quran, once it came to the Salah, there is plenty. حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى. هذه واحدة. وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة. أحسنت. إن الصلاة وهذا هو يعني this is the piece that they always use because it's a killer. It leaves no space. بعد يقول لك يعني حافظوا. حافظوا يعني عملوا يعني حافظوا guarded يعني guarded يعني you could play with the term but this one إن توكيد إن دي حرف إيه في اللغة إن حرف إيه توكيد يعني ونصب إعرابا لكن يفيد التوكيد إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا. It has to be performed in a fixed time. طب السنة. Hadith, you use it with the five pillars of Islam. And memorize this hadith. And all of you know it. Hadith إيه? مين راوي الحديث? حاجات بسيطة كده بس it gives you a good spice. من راوي? Who narrated this hadith? معروف. Abdullah ibn Umar. رضي الله عنهما. والحديث في الصحيحين البخاري ومسلم واحد يقول لك give me evidence that the salah is mandatory from the sunnah أقول لك يا عم البخاري ومسلم حديث عبد الله بن عمر بني الإسلام على خمس الإسلام is built on five what pillars. Shahadatu an la ilaha illallah, aw shahadati an la ilaha illallah. Iqam as-salah, ita' az-zakah, sawm ramadan, wa hajj al-bayt. Use this hadith with the five pillars of Islam. Tab al-ijma', man naqala al-ijma'? موضوع الإجماع ده مشكلة برضو في ديننا. ما يجيش واحد يقول للأمة أجمعت. مين اللي نقل الإجماع؟ مين اللي قال إجماع الأمة؟ هو سد. لابد أن تأتي إما بالذهبي أو واحد الشوكاني, one of the eminent scholars of the أمة, who compiled in his book the consensus of the أمة. You cannot say Kareem Abu Zayd said that there is إجماع. Who's Kareem Abu Zayd? ما حد يعرف Kareem Abu Zayd. يعني فاهم عن؟ لا. قل للشوكاني, قل للذهبي, قل للذهبي, قل لي في كتبهم, في كتب الفقه المعروفة, in the books of fiqh, of fiqh. Then you know what? There is إجماع. Who has to pray? على من تجب الصلاة. ثلاثة فقط, والمرأة يعملوا أربعة. يعني سبحان الله, الصلاة هي الركن الوحيد الذي لا يسقط عن المسلم. The only pillar that you have to do it. حتى في الحرب, even if you're fighting, في صلاة اسمها صلاة الإيه؟ What is the name of the صلاة that you pray? صلاة الخوف. الخوف. وإذا كنت فيهم فأقمت لهم الصلاة فلتقم طائفة منهم معك, في verse in سورة النساء that talks about the صلاة of fear. لا تسقط المريض, sick, he has to pray even if he cannot move. لا تسقط عنك الصلاة. الصلاة is mandatory upon every Muslim, بالغ عاقل. The sisters, الطهارة من الحيض والنفاس فقط. طيب, مسلم, what happens if a non-Muslim prays? Somebody who is not a Muslim and he prays, it's okay, but he does not get what? Reward. There is no reward. لا تقبل منه. بس لو عايز يصلي يصلي. يعني if a non-Muslim comes to the masjid, I want to pray with you, go ahead, pray. We don't have a problem, but ما تنفعك الصلاة. It's not going to benefit you. But pray. If you don't know how Muslims pray, pray. No problem. Give him, it's okay. But let him know that this salah is not going to, he's not going to be rewarded for it. There is no reward. What is the evidence that for that? النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لما بعث معاذ بن جبل لليمن, حديث معروف في الصحيحين, حديث ابن عباس, when the prophet sent معاذ to Yemen, قال يا معاذ, he said, oh معاذ, إنك تأتي قوما أهل كتاب. You're going to come to the people of the book. The Yemenis at the time, they used to be Christians. لتكن أول ما تدعوهم إليه, huh? What? The first thing that you explain, that you invite them to do is what? The first pillar of Islam, which is what? That you bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah and Muhammad is his messenger. That's the first thing that you must do. Islam. That takes you from disbelief to belief. That you believe in one Allah and you believe that Allah sent Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a messenger. The Prophet said to Mu'adh, فَإِنْهُمْ أَجَابُوكَ فَإِنْ هُمْ, if they accept it, if they take it from you, then do what? Tell them about what? Tell them about the salam. العاقل والبالغ, we have a very famous hadith, hadith علي بن أبي طالب في سنن أبي داود, رفع القلم عن ثلاث. What do you mean by القلم here? القلم, التكليف. نعم, رفع القلم, the pen is lifted from three individuals. لو التكليف, they are not what? They are not responsible. They are not held accountable. Those three. One. As-sabiyyu hatta yahtalim. The young boy until he reaches the age of puberty. But there is another ruling for this that goes with this once it comes to the salah in particular. Anybody knows what's the ruling? Sab'a. Ahsant. Hadith Amr ibn Shu'ayb an abihi an jaddih. Wal hadith fi sunan Abi Dawood also. Hadith Hasan. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم says مروا أولادكم بالصلاة إذا بلغوا سبعة. مروا here is what? A command from Allah that you must command your children to pray once they reach how many years? Seven years old. What happened if they do not pray? وَاضْرِبُوهُمْ عَلَيْهَا إِذَا بَلَغُوا عَشْرًا. So keep commanding your children to pray for 3 years, from 7 to 10, and then at the age of 10, if they do not pray, do what? اضربوهم, spanking them. Wallahi, they love their children. They love it. If you spanking your child for not praying, he's gonna love it. Wallahi. I was in back in where I come from, the countryside. It's a village. We know one another and all of that. Yeah. When the adhan is called and I'm going to the masjid and the children are praying in the street, I take a stick and I run behind them. And sometimes I catch some and I beat them up. They are family sometimes. And I beat normally up the family who are around the age of 10. And they get beaten and they look at me smiling, they like it because it's, wallahi, they love it. They love it. Don't look at it as, man, this is cruel, you're beating the children, you know. Wallahi, they love it because it's a fitra. The child knows that you're telling him to do something good. Something good. Something goes in hand with this here, like if you're a father and at the age of 7, until the age of 10, you did not even show your child how to pray. You did not even remind him how to pray. Can you beat him at the age of 10? No, you should not. Because, you're given three years of training until you punish. So you should give what? The training first before what? You actually punish them. So, الصبي. But with the sabi, you must understand this one, that you must teach your child, boys or girls, at the age of 7 how to pray, and then you spanking them up at the age of 10. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said something else that is important for us to do as parents. وَفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَهُمْ فِي الْمَضَاجِعِ. Don't have your children sleep next to one another once they reach the age of 10. Divide them. Because they have reached puberty and you want to separate them from one another. طيب قلنا رفع القلم عن ثلاث الصبي حتى يحتلم والعاقل حتى يفيق والمجنون حتى يفيق. And the person who is insane, someone who is insane, what we know by crazy, he does not have to pray because he does not have what? The tool, العقل. Applies to this also what? The person who what? Who faints. Somebody who faints. Loses consciousness. الإغماء. Even if he loses consciousness, by the way, for 3-4 days. After he comes back, by the way, does he have to make the salah? No, he does not. He does not have to pray that salah. Because he lost what? His عقل. As we said, for the sisters, they must be free of their monthly cycle and also their post-delivery bleeding. نعم؟ ما هو النائم مع العقل؟ بس النائم لا تسقط عنه الصلاة. The brother is asking about the person who is asleep. And Nabi sallallahu, but you see, the person who faints, he does not have to pray. But the person who sleeps, he has to make up the salah. لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من نام عن صلاة أو نسيها فليصليها. If you sleep and you did not pray a certain salah, as soon as you wake up, you must make up what? That salah. Different to the person who loses what? The mind. Yeah. رفع القلم عن ثلاث نعم يعني هذا نعم في الحديث نعم لكن لا نريد فيها في الحكم هنا لكن هو في الحديث نعم. طب here is the million dollar questions and if you really want to explore this more, I'm not going to take a lot of time explaining it, but if I'm going to make it as simple as possible for you and I'm not going to dig into a lot of details. But if you want to, just join us في كتاب الوجيز. We explain كتاب الوجيز every Wednesday, and we're going to get to this. Which is the ruling for someone who does not pray. What is the ruling? We say the salah is what? Wajib. Salah is mandatory upon every Muslim. Sane, reach the age of puberty. For the sisters, they are in a state of what? Tahara. طيب. What is the ruling regarding someone who does not pray? نعم. حكم تارك الصلاة. أيوة محمد. تارك الصلاة إيه؟ الله أكبر. طيب. نعم. طيب نفصل ان شاء الله. I'll make it simple. تفضل. ما سلككم في سقر؟ نعم بس هذه الآية يعني this verse does not provide because a Muslim could go to the hellfire too. No. True. A fasiq could go to the hellfire, so he does not have to be a kafir. That's what I mean. طب, are you ready? Okay. لتارك الصلاة حالتان. There are two conditions for a person who does not pray. Condition number one, جاحدا لفرضيتها منكرا لوجوبها. يعني هذا الكلام. He does not believe that I should pray. Why should I pray? Why should I pray? يا عمي صلي. يا عمي the Arabs 1400 years ago they had a lot of time in their hands. They had nothing to do. Used to be shepherd. Now I'm busy. I have the internet. I have the computer. I have to go to work. I have no time to pray. Salah ايه بس. بعدين صلاة ايه يا رجل. ها؟ يضنها. ربنا فرض عليك الصلاة يا عم الحج. صلاة. يعني يا عم روح الصلاة. هذا بإجماع الأمة كافر. But with some restrictions. أهو. Three restrictions. Memorize those please. He may be ignorant. He may not know the consequences of that statement that he's saying. He's ignorant of what he's saying. So you must do what? Educate. هذا يسمى إيه؟ رفع الجهل بالعلم. تو متأول. يعني متأول يا شباب. He read the text but understood it this way. ما هو في ناس بتقرأ القرآن و the Quran takes them what? Astray. And their understanding is what? Is a little bit... هو لي عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه أتم الصلاة في منى. تعرفين في الحج, you know in حج, when you're in منى, أيام التشريق, بتصلي الصلاة إيه؟ shortened. ها؟ سيدنا عثمان came, the first year he shortened the salah, but after that he completed the salah. Why? The Bedouins used to come to do Hajj with him, and they used to think that the salah is the shortened version, and they go back and they pray the dhuhr 2 rak'ah, asr 2 rak'ah. تأويل متأول, ما فهم. He did not understand. So you have to help this person understand. And this is the most difficult. This is the most difficult. الناس مثلا اللي رفضوا دفع الزكاة بعد موت النبي. We know that there are some Muslims after the death of the Prophet, they said, you know what? We're not going to pay the zakah anymore. ليه يا عم الحاج؟ Why? قال لك القرآن يقول لك خذ من أموالهم صدقة. طب من المخاطب في هذه الآية؟ الرسول. طب ما الرسول ما؟ ها؟ ما هو فاهم برضو, فاهم. ما هو سبحان الله الفهم ده يا جماعة من عند رب العالمين. Take from their wealth a sadaqah. Who is being commanded here in this verb? The Prophet. But they said what? The Prophet is what? Died. So I don't have to give it to anybody else. ما هو في فهم النصوص, ها؟ Understanding the text is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بعدين عنا سيدنا داود وسيدنا سليمان. We know the stories, right? Huh? The case would be presented to سيدنا داود. He would rule. And then سيدنا سليمان would give a different ruling. Allah said, ففهمناها سليمان. وده كل شيء. الفقه, understanding the text is a gift from Allah. ده انت تشوف الخوارج اللي خرجوا على سيدنا علي. يعني احنا عايزين نرد للصلاة هنا. في the first sect in Islam called الخوارج. مين الخوارج دول؟ A group who went away from سيدنا علي and started fighting him. What was their problem? يقول لك حكم human being in the religion. أهو لما رضي بالتحكيم. He accepted human being to judge in issues of deen. طب what is wrong with that? لما راح لهم ابن عباس وابن عباس went to debate with them, said Allah accepted a human being to judge over a rabbit. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقتلوا الصيد وأنتم حرم ومن قتله منكم متعمدا فجزاء مثل ما قتل من النعم يحكم به ذوى عدل. بني آدم يعني human being. If you are in a state of ihram in Mecca and you kill an animal or a bird, you're supposed to give what? A ransom. But who rules? Who judges? A human being. وهذا أمر في الدين. طيب what is the other one? يقول لك he given up being أمير المؤمنين. He used to be أمير المؤمنين. فتنازل عن أمير المؤمنين. فإن لم يكن أميرا للمؤمنين فهو أمير للكافرين. شفت الفهم؟ No. When the battle of between him and معاوية, يعني the condition that okay, give up معاوية, give up سيدنا علي, huh? So he given up being أمير الوقت. So they said that if he gives up that he's أمير المؤمنين, then he's أمير الكافرين. ابن عباس يجي يقول لهم ايه, طب the prophet in the day of Hudaybiyah. We know the story في الحديبيه. At the end لما جاء سهيل بن عمرو, and they were riding the truce. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لعلي, سيدنا علي is the one who was riding, by the way. Is the one who was riding. اكتب بين محمد بعد بسم الله وهكذا بس I want موضع الشاهد I want one بين محمد رسول الله رسول الله this treaty is between محمد رسول الله وسهيل بن عمرو. What did سهيل say? If we believe that you are رسول الله we would not be fighting you. No, don't write رسول الله. What did the prophet do? امحوها. Erase it. Whose was writing, by the way? يعني في رواية لهذا الحديث عجيبة. لأن سيدنا علي رفض. سيدنا علي refused to erase it. سيدنا علي قال والله لا أمحوها أبدا يا رسول الله. By Allah, I will not erase it. فالنبي, النبي told him, show it to me. Show it to me. Where it is. I'm going to do it myself. Show it to me. And he erased it himself. في رواية there is a wording of this hadith يعني حسن يعني رواية حسن يقول لك one day you will be asked to do the same thing and you will accept. فشوف الخوارج يقول لك ايه طب ما هو النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تنازل عن الفهم. ف you must remove misinterpretation from the person before you call him kafir. التكفير مش كده يا شباب. Don't go that path. في فرقة الآن في التكفيرية في المسلمين يقول لك يكفر الناس كافر 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 كافر. لا يا أخي لا تكفر. حتى تكفير المعين نهينا عنه. يعني تكفير المعين يعني تكفير المعين إلا إذا ظهرت الحجة وهو اعترف هذا واستتاب ولم يستتيب المشكلة. That you say you say what whoever does not pray while he know he has to pray then he is a kafir. And I may be talking to you. You see, don't point because you never know. Number one, lifting the ignorance. Number two, lifting the misinterpretation, the misunderstanding of the text. Number three, this person could be forced to believe that. Could be forced. You could be forced that ما في صلاة زي أيام الروسيانز في إكس سوفيت يونيون ما كان في صلاة في هذه البلاد. There is no صلاة, right? They used to hide out in order to pray. فهذا الإنسان هو he's forced not to pray. So you must but so العذر بالجهل والعذر بالتأويل والعذر بالإكراه. You remove ignorance. You remove misinterpretation. You remove his forced. Being forced. If you did this and the person still insists, what should you do? Yustatab. لا بل الموضوع مش سهل. It's not easy like that. It is not easy. But who does this, by the way? الإمام. The leader of the ummah. مش إمام المسجد. مش أنا. Not me. The إمام of what? Of the ummah. بعد كده السع. خلص. فهذا واحد. طيب. The second case is he does not pray out of laziness. تاركها متهاونا. Let me ask you, let's go back to the first one first. Someone who prays, but yet he believes that we should not be praying. He prays, but he comes around and says, man, is salati. And he shows up for every salah. And he هو جاحد لفرضية الصلاة. يقول لك نصلي بتصلي بتصلوا لي صلي لي. هو بصلي. He prays. That person belongs to the first category, you know, is that kafir also, even if he prays. لأن الجحود هذا عمل القلب. عمل القلب. Two is تاركها متهاونا متكاسلا. This person is, he is leaving the salah out of laziness. You ask him, يا عم الحج, why don't you pray? قل لك والله يا رب اغفر لي يا رب. يا رب اغفر لي والله أنا نفسي أصلي بس بحافظ I pray some and then I leave some. والله يا رب يا رب help me prayer. لا هذا لا تكفر هذا. ها بس الله knows best inside. ما هو الجحود دي وسد الجحود عمل الايه القلب is the act of the heart. وجحدوا بها واستيقنتها أنفسهم. الجحود هذا في النفس يعني جحود that you deny the salah is act of the heart. زي المنافق. ما هو المنافق ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم يجي يقول لك أنا believe in Allah and the year after and he was not a mu'min. In his heart he what? He hates Islam. He would love Islam to collapse. And he plots against Islam. ويقول لك أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. نفس الهيئة كده. لكن he does not like the religion. The other one is out of laziness. طب what is the ruling regarding this person? There is no difference amongst the scholars of the ummah that this person is committing the greatest major sin in Islam. يعني ما هذا ما اتفقوا عليه. We're talking about somebody who does not pray without what? Having that feeling that we should not be praying. He's just lazy. He's just... That they agreed that this person is committing the greatest sin in the deen. أعظم الكبائر. اتفقوا على هذه. But they differed regarding his ruling. Some of them said, يكفر. He's still a kafir. Because he does not have excuse not to pray. وشوف من قال بهذا الرأي. Look who said this. سعيد بن جبير. عارفين من سعيد بن جبير؟ The student of who? Abdullah ibn Abbas. Sa'id ibn Jubayr. Ibrahim al-Nakhai. Imam al-Awza'i. Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak. Ishaq ibn Rahawai. Listen to this carefully. Wa hakahu ibn Hazm. An Umar ibn al-Khattab. Hada Rai Umar. Wa hasbuk. Hada Rai Umar. Ibn Hazm said that this is the view of Umar. Wa Mu'adh ibn Jabal. وعبد الرحمن بن عوف وأبي هريرة. طب أنت عايز يغير كده. What else do you want? يعني the same ruling about the other person who is denying the salah. بس again after you follow the steps lifting what? Ignorance, misinterpretation and being forced. As for the others ومنهم الأئمة الأربعة. Except one wording for Imam Ahmad, they said هو فاسق فسقوا. He's a disobedient من الفسق. فاسق عاص مرتكب لكبيرة من الكبائر وهو قول سفيان والإمام أبي حنيفة رحمه الله وأصحابه and all his students ومالك والشافعي and one wording for Ahmad. Ahmad has another view, has two views, one wording for Ahmad. Can we carry on or are you getting tired? We still have two more to finish, huh? Carry on? Okay. Adhan now? We call the Adhan. All right.
أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله.
طيب, how many salah do we have to pray, ya shabab? How many? Five prayers. But we could pray more, right? Five. عدد الصلوات المفروضة, the mandatory salah. Five. طبعا, we don't want to forget the Imam Abi Hanifa added what? Al-witr. But that goes with what? With the Imam Abu Hanifa differentiating between al-fard wal-wajib. I'm confusing you enough? We know that the word wajib is the word that is used always for what is mandatory in the tongues of all of the Imams. Wajib, 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 wajib. Except Abi Hanifa. Rahimahullah. He said there is fard and there is what? Wajib. Al-fard is higher than the wajib. He considered salatul witr wajib. But he did not add to the salawat because the wajib is different to the others. You understand? Al-wajib does not take you out of Islam. If you do not do the wajib, it does not take you out of Islam. But if you do not do the fard, it takes you out of Islam. You understand? So don't get confused with that. I should not have said that. Yeah, I should not have said that. It's confusing you. طب, what is the evidence for this? A hadith that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari wa Muslim, hadith Talha ibn Ubaidillah, أَنَّ أَعْرَابِيًّا A Bedouin came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ He said, O Messenger of Allah, مَاذَا افْتَرَضَ اللَّهُ عَلَيَّ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribe upon me to do? A Bedouin. فَقَالَ خَمْسَ صَلَوَاتِ Five daily prayers. فَقَالَ الْأَعْرَابِي The Bedouin said, فَهَلْ عَلَيَّ غَيْرَهَا فَهَلْ عَلَيَّ غَيْرُهَا Do I have to do more? قال لا. He said, you do not have to. إلا أن تتطوع. Unless you voluntarily pray. But the five daily prayers are the mandatory ones. Can somebody name them for me? الله أكبر ما شاء الله ما شاء الله الصبح can there is another word for الصبح he knows it الفجر ما شاء الله الفجر so but here is a good technical question if I ask you to name the salawat which salah should you begin with and why The day? Okay. The day changes at Maghrib. Yeah, okay. Salat al-Asr. Salat al-Asr, why? Ah, you got the why correct, but Salat al-Dhuhr. Al-Dhuhr. MashaAllah. Yeah, because when the first Salat that the Prophet prayed, when he sent Jibreel to him, he taught him how to pray Dhuhr. And we're going to come to this, inshallah. Dhuhr, Asr. So Rasulullah, the first salah he prayed was from the five daily prayers. We know the salawat before al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, they used to pray Fajr and فَأَقِمْ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ But the five daily prayers were prescribed later. Rasulullah began praying Dhuhr first. So when you count the salawat, you should begin with Dhuhr. Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, and so forth. You're going to have to answer these questions. I want to count 10 virtues of the salah. Name 10 good things about praying. Raise your hand and go ahead. تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر. It stops you from committing fahsha and munkar. But that brings up a very important issue. If you're praying, but you're still doing fahsha and munkar. في حديث, there is a hadith out there that is circulating. That's weak. لا أثر له. يعني منكر. من لم تنهه صلاته عن الفحشاء والمنكر فلا صلاة له. يعني هذا الحديث, there is no such a thing. If your salah does not stop you from committing فحشاء and منكر, then your salah is not valid. This hadith is weak. لا أثر له يعني. فضل. نعم بس أي صلاة؟ What صلاة؟ That's a very good point. He used the verse in Surah Al-Ankabut. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ, indeed the صلاة. And this is what the ground in which he made the point regarding the virtue of the صلاة. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ, the صلاة will cause you to stop committing فحشاء and munkar. But here is the question, which salah? Salat al-ayy? La, which salah? Let's not go there. Naam, mukhassasa. Ma wa, nahnu umirna, we were commanded to do what? La. At the beginning of the verse, utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al-kitab. Here it is. وأقم الصلاة. أي صلاة هذه؟ الله أكبر. The stock market does not have anything. Oh, he wants me to pay these bills. الله أكبر. I'm getting tired, man. هذه الصلاة؟ هذه لا تنهى عن شيء. ما هو؟ أقم الصلاة. I tell you something. If you establish the salah with its pillars, with its conditions, and the presence, this salah will stop you from fahsha and munkar. لو كان في خشوع, if you have خشوع in your salah, سئل النبي عن رجل. اسمع لهذا الحديث. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, أنا يعني عهدي بالحديث طويلة. It's been a while since but I'm not sure if he was stealing or committing something zina or something haram. That this person is committing, يعني I'm not sure, so don't hold me accountable. But he prays tahajjud at night. The Prophet made a statement and he said, ستنهه صلاته ذات يوم عن الفحشاء. His salah, that salah, because التهجد هذه, some quality about the تهجد, the concept of showing off is far what? Is distant يعني. يعني التهجد بالذات, because التهجد you pray where? بتصلي فين التهجد؟ في البيت وبالليل. In your house or at night when the people are asleep. For the concept that you're showing off with that salah is not, يعني is not there. That kind of salah, it will have khushu in it. You will have khushu in it. And it will help that person one day to stop that sin. كان يشرب الخمر؟ أنا حقيقة لا أظن هذا. يعني أنت قصدك على عبد الله اللي هو حب الله ورسوله؟ لا يعني. يعني هو مثال لسرقة لزنا. إما سرقة وإما زنا. فالشاهد, the salah that will stop you from doing the فحشاء and munkar is the salah, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that a person would pray and he comes out of his salah with what? Tenth. You get tenth of your salah. You know what tenth is? One tenth, ninth, eighth, seventh, fifth of the salah. fourth quarter of the salah, third of the salah. Inna ar-rajula la yusalli. We pray, all of us we pray, but do we get all the rewards from the salah? 10th, 9th, 8th, hakada. But the salah that will help you stop the fahsha and munkar, will help you override your desire and overcome the craving for doing haram, is when you stand in khushu'. When you feel the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لأن الصلاة صلة كما connection. طيب واحدة. Two. We said when I mentioned 10 virtues of the salah. Two. يمحو الله الخطايا. سبحان الله. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل لنا هذا كما في مسلم من حديث أبي هريرة. He said this. Imagine in front of your house you have a river. That you go and bathe in that river 5 times a day. And then he asked the companions, do you think any dirt will be left on the body of that person? هل يبقى من دارانه شيء? If you take a bath 5 times a day, I'm asking you, will you have more dirt in your body? No way. هكذا الصلوات. 5 times. في حديث يعني في سنده كلام لو تحترقون تحترقون. A person would burn himself because of the sins. And then he comes to pray dhuhr. And Allah erases these sins. And then he goes back and what? Burns again. And he comes back to asr, erases. Then he goes back, comes back, until he sleeps at night, clean. But there is a restriction for this. إذا ما اجتنبت الكبائر. كما في صحيح مسلم حديث أبي هريرة الصلوات الخمس والجمعة إلى الجمعة ورمضان إلى رمضان مكفرات لما بينهن إذا ما اجتنبت الكبائر. طيب ثلاثة ثلاثة. يس تفضل تفضل. رأي فيه يعني؟ يعني كونه كافرا أم؟ لا هذا لا. نعم هذا لا. هذا لا يخرج من الملة. لا يخرج من الملة هذا. يعني لا يخرج من الملة. هذا شجعه يعني علمه الدين وهكذا إن شاء الله. طيب number four. We said two or three. Three. Number three. ها؟ ما قل مرة ثانية.
الصلاة ذكر.
ذكر لله أفضل الذكر. نعم نعم هذه واحدة. تفضل. يدخل بها أين؟ الله أكبر. والله فيك خير كثير إن شاء الله. نسأل الله أن ينفع المسلمين بك. ها يا شباب. ها نعم صلة وقربة إلى الله. أحسنت. أقرب ما يكون العبد لربه وهو ساجد. وهذا موضع the closest position that a person can be to Allah is when you prostrating. وهذا موضع من مواضع الصلاة. And this is the position of the salah. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال قس يعني قال الله تعالى the prophet يعني الحديث الإلهي قسمت الصلاة بيني وبين عبدي نصفين. When you actually say الفاتحة you're speaking to Allah. الحمد لله رب العالمين. Allah سبحانه وتعالى says what? حمدني عبدي. So you're actually speaking with Allah سبحانه وتعالى. يعني هذا عام يعني احنا عايزين شيء خاص. تفضل. أحسنت. مشكلة هذا الموضوع يا شباب. This is a problem. Listen to this. أول ما يسأل عنه العبد يوم القيامة الصلاة. The first thing that you will be asked about in the day of resurrection is salah. يعني if you fast, if you give zakah, all the other good deeds are what? Captive to what? To the salah. مشكلة if you don't pray. أول سؤال, the first test, the first question in the test, in the day of resurrection, is salah. So you're going to be asked about the salah. But you're going to be asked two questions about the salah. What they are? لمن تصلي وكيف تصلي؟ لمن صليت وكيف صليت؟ Did you pray for Allah sincerely or you prayed for the people? And how did you pray? That brings the two conditions for any ibadah, which is what? إخلاص, sincerity, and متابعة, adherence. طيب, that was five or four? Five. Number six. Huh? تفضل. عماد الدين, ما شاء الله ما شاء الله, فمن أقامها فقد أقام الدين. هذا أمر مهم. شوف المسلم, المسلم. We said there are five pillars, right? Five pillars of Islam. Shahada. You say it once in a lifetime. خلاص. You're a Muslim. And everyone says this one. Let's leave the salah. طب the zakah. Some people do not pay the zakah. You know that, right? Because they don't have what? They don't have the nisab. They are poor. They are actually entitled to receive what? طب some, what is next? Fasting. Some people do not have to fast because they are what? Sick or traveling. What about Hajj? It's conditional to begin with. لمن استطاع, يعني هو الحج مشروط بالاستطاعة to begin with. Some people will not do Hajj because they are unable financially. So Hajj is done. No Hajj. Zakah is gone. Fasting is gone. Shahada, one word that you say once in a lifetime. So I'm asking you, what is left for you to be a Muslim? What is left? Salah. ما فيش غير الصلاة. لذلك يقول لك العهد الذي بيننا, ولذلك حديث ترك الصلاة دي للكفر, لأن غير كده ما فيش. What is it? Name tag? Muslim by name? ما ينفع. فالصلاة هي عماد الدين. طيب, what was that, number 7 or 6? Okay, number 7. نعم, هذه جميلة. يعني هي كله بالصلاة. Number 7, يعني هو صحيح الكلام. يعني وصية النبي لأمته. يعني أنت متخيل, imagine this, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was dying, leaving this dunya, and he was repeating this statement, الصلاة وما ملكت أيمانكم, الصلاة وما ملكت أيمانكم. تخيل, imagine this, الصلاة 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 الصلاة. You know, when somebody is dying, he normally leaves behind him what? وصية, a will. If you love that person so much, you want to execute what? The hatta, some people now, they execute the will what? If it is against the Sharia. The other day we had some brothers coming here and they want to take the body, bury it in back in I don't know what country. Ya ammi, those 10,000, instead of transferring all this body all the way to this country, I ask how much يعني is going to cost 10,000. قلت له يا عم الحج 10,000 give it as a sadaqa for this person. والله يستفيد بها أكثر. He will benefit from the 10,000 than taking his body all the way back to the country. He said, هو وصى. وصى. He left a will. طب هذا معروف في ديننا إن إذا كانت الوصية مخالفة للشرع ما نطبق الوصية. If the wasiyya is not matching to the sharia, we do not execute the wasiyya. We don't. Huh? زي الرجل واحد يقول لك احرقني لما burn my body after I die and smash me into ashes. Should you do that? هذا في الإسلام احنا بندفن في الإسلام. ف if a deceased leaves a will and that will is not in accordance to our sharia, to our shar, I do not execute it. Do not execute it. فهو النبي يعني I'm just bringing this up that some Muslims now they execute wills that are against the sharia in order to fulfill the will. Here is the will of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to you. As-salah, as-salah, as-salah. وصية النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. So that was number 7. Number 8. نعم. Allahu Akbar. هذا شيء. This is a beautiful, beautiful thing. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم will recognize you in the day of resurrection because of the traces of wudu. يعني هذا الحديث في صحيح مسلم حديث أبي هريرة. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم one day he visited the graveyards في البقيع with his companions and he made that statement and he said I cannot wait till I meet my brothers. Then the companion said Ya Rasulallah, we thought we are your brothers. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said no, you are my companions. My brothers are people who will come after us, meaning me and you and all the generations that came بعد النبي after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the companions asked how will you recognize them, O Messenger of Allah? They said what? He said what? بآثار الوضوء. Because of the traces of wudu. Asha is at 6:30? Okay. طيب. Number 9. You again? Okay, go ahead. بين العبد وربي. We said that. Excellent, excellent. That's true. Yes. نعم نعم. I was actually hoping that you bring this up with the salah, would bring you with the ummah, with the congregation. Beautiful hadith, hadith al-sirat. We know that the straight path on the top of the hellfire. You see hellfire, and then on the top of it there is a bridge. This bridge, كما يقول أبي سعيد وهو صحيح موقوفا عليه ولكن يعني هذا خبر غيبي فهو صحيح يقول لك thinner than the piece of hair and sharper than the edge of a sword and you have to walk on it to make it to what? To Jannah, to paradise. Imagine this. And it's dark. ما في نور. فزي يقول لك فمن زح زح لا هي the word let's go back to the word is what زح it's one word by the way the word is زح but it's together زح 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 يعني what زح ها huh? You know the feeling زح زح whoever makes it. It's not easy. فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز. فطبعا a congregation like ourselves, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first that makes us all of those who get to Jannah without reckoning and punishment. Let's not talk about us. Another congregation. You go to the masjid, you pray with a congregation. And you know the names of one another. I know Ahmad, Umar, Murad. And it's the beauty of knowing the names of one another. I assure to you that we don't know the names of one another yet. We're sitting here and we don't even know one another. For some of us would be making it to Jannah, and then we'll look around. Oh, so and so did not make it. So and so did not make it. So what happened to them? They fall where? In the fire. This is serious stuff. Then the whole group, the whole congregation, they go before Allah. Rabbana, they. Ikhwanuna, our brothers. Kanu yusalluna ma'ana. They used to observe Salatul Jama'ah with us. Kanu yasumuna ma'ana. They used to break fast with us. La narahum. We do not see them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, go and take them out of the hellfire. وهذه شفاعة المؤمن للمؤمن. المؤمن يشفع لأخيه يوم القيامة. A believer will intercede for another believer in the day of resurrection. But get to know one another. Here is the piece that our brother mentioned, that they will go look for them in the hellfire. They will recognize them with the spots where they used to prostrate on. We're supposed to prostrate on how many spots? A lot of people would think it's only the face. Seven. These seven spots, حرم الله على النار أن تأكلها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it haram on the fire to touch it. So they will recognize them with the traces of wudu. الصلاة نور. الصلاة is light in the day of resurrection. Just to we pray Isha. And الصلاة would place you under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى الصبح فهو في ذمة الله. إن شاء الله. This is just an introduction. بإذن الله تعالى. If you really want to learn how to pray, do not miss next Sunday. We're going to talk about, and we're going to make it practical, by the way. We're going to demonstrate in front of you. But here is something that you should be after learning. What are the pillars of the salah? The things that you must do. What are the duties of the salah? And what are the recommended things that you should do? And what are the prerequisites? The things, shurut al-salah, the things that you must do before you pray. So that's next week, inshallah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.